did I jump the fence into set design? I went to see a bad production of a play I really loved, and the worst part was the set. And I spent the whole show going, I could do better than that. And of course, once you say those words, you start looking at things differently. And I realized it really looked like a lot of fun. So I ended up calling Terry Martin at Water Tower Theater, and he was willing to actually meet me for coffee. And I hung up the phone and I realized I had nothing whatsoever to show him. So I went through a book on theaters and I just made them up. So I showed him that and he liked them well enough to give me a couple of scripts to read, no promises. I ended up designing both shows. It's immediately addictive. It's so much fun. What did I have to learn about theater that I didn't know from architecture? An amazing amount. For one thing, people move through the theater space in a different way. Actors take up 4 times as much room as ordinary human beings. You could never put a dish of peanuts on a coffee table on stage unless those peanuts are in the script, because they will be danced on, they will be kicked over, they will be in the way of the huge prop that has to come in. Actors are so busy acting that they forget how to do things like doorknobs. So you have to really actor-proof things, you know, because their minds are busy. They don't have time to negotiate with their environment the way you normally would. So there was a lot of that to learn. I obviously like stuff. Stuff is important, and it's very important on stage, and I like it around me in real life too. And my husband complains about it, silly person, because he likes parking the car in the garage. So some of these things are things that I've had for years, since I was a kid. Some of these things, like the crazy naked lady with the lamp, is actually from the Dallas Theater Center. So a theater person, particularly props or set, are going to fill every available space with stuff, because you're going to need it. Just like this golden lady is going to end up on the end of a stairwell in some show someday. What I had to give up or let go in order to be a set designer, it's money. There's no money. If I had gone back to doing architecture full time, I would be making, I don't know, 10 times the amount of money I'm making now, probably. And it's not unique to set designers. I've watched really dedicated artists, actors, and heaven forbid the poor carpenters. I mean, these are clever people with degrees, and they're living on very little. So that's the main thing you give up. In return, the opportunity to design is wonderful, but there is a steep price.